love mom, I'm gonna tell you.
Thank you. You know what? I told you I don't have anything to complain about. So grateful. And thank you for having me. Well, my life, I don't have anything to complain about. I'm grateful for that. And listen, every day that I get to do what I love, is a privilege. So I'm grateful to be able to say thank God. Well, Stephen, a lot of people don't know, which they will find out today. Like many Americans, have type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. And what I've learned over the years, I've been able to mitigate that quite well. But with the aging process, sometimes it's hard to keep your numbers down. And then becoming associated with the Detect the SOS Collective, I learned that those of us who have type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure are at risk for developing chronic kidney disease. And with that, there are cardiovascular risk that we face as well, like heart attacks and stroke. So the American Diabetes Association, the National Kidney Foundation, Women Hearts, Mended Heart, Women Heart, so many of us in the collective to make people aware that they could have an SOS. I think it's a little bit of both. The SOS are silent, right? And there aren't really any symptoms. So the way that you know that you have issues with your kidneys is to take a UACR, and that's a simple urine test. You request a simple urine test. And people can go to detecttheSOS.com and learn all about it. But it is a simple urine test to make sure your kidneys are functioning correctly. Well, here lately, it's been more about, I just turned 55. And
you look great.
Well, thank you. I threw that out there just to get that compliment. No, I am on a better health kick, and just learning. I want to enter the next phase of my life not having any issues health wise. And when I learned that those of us who have high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes could have kidney problems, I just thought, well, you know what? This is something that I can get in front of, because I am afraid of finding out bad news. And when I heard that this was supposedly going to be easy, just to, you know, request the test, I actually went to my doctor and I said, I'd like to have this UACR test. And I was waiting for a myriad of reasons why not. And he was like, absolutely. So that's what I want people to take away from this. It is imperative that you do it, because it should be a part of routine screening, and it isn't. So if we request it from our doctors and our primary care providers, it could make things a lot easier if you know. Knowledge is power. You know, knowledge, when I was awaiting the results, I was nervous, like, oh God, if they tell me something, you know, bad, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm grateful that my kidneys are functioning. listen, knowledge is power. If they had told me, here's the thing. With the information, if you find out you're suffering from kidney disease, you have a protocol to follow. You may be able to turn it around. But you want the treatment. You want the knowledge for treatment. You don't want to not know. You want to know as much as you can. And so raising awareness is Sophia and I had a wonderful time making the commercial, but it's a serious issue that we're both, and I don't mean to be speaking for Sophia, but I know she won't mind, that we're both really happy to be a part of the campaign because as women of color, our communities are affected adversely by high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. Okay. Well, I am grateful to be an actor, but I am even more grateful to be a producer who my job is to create opportunities not only for myself, but for a community of people. And so as a producer, we have a couple of projects coming out with Warner Brothers Discovery that are in the true crime genre. I have a series that's coming out in the summer. I mean, I have my finger in a lot of pots, so I'm not busy. I don't think I could do one without the other at this point. I think I've always been a producer. But now I realize how important my voice is to have in the rooms when decisions are made. So I probably wouldn't do one without the other. Well, I mean, I can name us on one hand who have seats at the table, but before the table wasn't prepared for us. So we've made seats at the table for ourselves. And as producers, we continue to offer opportunities to other women. Are we where we should be? No. Does it mean we won't get there? I think that, Taraji, Viola, Kerry Washington, and myself, just to name a few, Shonda Rhimes, I mean, we have something to say about that. And that shows up in the work. It's a long, drawn-out story, Stephen, but let me just say I have a sense of justice that I've had since I was a child, and my life actually took a different trajectory. I was supposed to be an attorney, so I'm glad that I'm in the entertainment field and I get to play a judge or an attorney every now and again. I think that my work in entertainment gives people respite, perhaps from whatever they face in their own lives and personal lives. So I appreciate that I took this track and not the other. And I say I was supposed to because that was my mom's dream for me. And then she passed away when I was 17. So then I thought, do I make my mom proud or do I center my own convictions and do what makes me happy? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, I would have been a prosecutor, honey.
That's what I was asking. I was like, would you be a defense attorney or a prosecutor?
Nah, I would have been a prosecutor. Left and right. If you didn't do the crime, you wouldn't have to face me and do the time. So. Sometimes. Absolutely. 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 A supreme. Yes, I'm a backup singer, if you guys didn't know. Ooh, no.
Supreme.
Supreme. I would have aspired to be a supreme. Well, I grew up in my household, you know, people couldn't say that we were pessimistic or optimistic. My mom was a pragmatist, which is why she would have preferred that I had gone into law, because being a creative requires a bit of optimism. You know, these are times that I studied about in school. But the pragmatist in me knows that the greater good will prevail, and that's what I work towards every day, bringing about the greater good. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, my mom was Dell, and I have dyslexia, and the thing that kept me reading were detective novels as, well, not novels. Now I read novels, but detective books as kids. And I think that we have a responsibility for kids who suffer from dyslexia to make reading exciting. So you understand. Would you say that mysteries would have, did you read a lot of mysteries as kids? Well, you know what? It's what I have to remind people of. Dyslexia just means our brain digests information very differently. That's all. It doesn't mean that there's anything, and you are still an accomplished man. So you see what I mean? I'm an accomplished woman. There's so many people who are dyslexic who are creative. So, no. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I basically, you know, turning 55, when you look back on your life and you think about the things that shaped you and the experiences and the people that shaped you, I realize that I had been given a gift with the relationships that I fostered and nurtured throughout my career. So my mom always had that adage, give them their flowers while they live. She didn't want flowers at her funeral because she loved flowers in life. And I have taken that on, and I just basically, you know, talk about the people and the women in my life who made me the person I am today. So it's about honoring those women. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she would want me to continue the way I conduct myself in life, and that is to be truthful. And as an actor, and to be of service. And I do both in my career, and I'm grateful that I get to do both. Thank you.
I have been there for a long time. I can tell y'all. I mean, I said,
oh,
Mom.
Well, Ma might, she might, you know, she might make an appearance at some time. No, I'm kidding. Thank you.